Thursday at 7:30 p.m., the Canadian Children's Opera Company is kicking off its 50th anniversary season with a celebratory concert. And it's happening with us to talk about it, actually, is the host of the evening and renowned world-class tenor, Ben Heppner. And two kids that sing in one of the two of the different choruses, Maddie Ringo-Stobel and Connor Ross. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Good morning.
So, Ben, give us a lay of the land here. How is the evening going to unfold?
Well, there's going to be all the choirs that are involved in the Canadian Children's Opera Company are going to be performing at some point, and either maybe with a soloist or on their own. And there's going to be some fabulous soloists that are along. Misha Brugger-Gossman is going to be there,
yes.
Theodore Berg, Karina Gauvin,
yes.
And
Christina Szabo, I understand.
Christina Szabo, yep. Thank you. My memory was failing.
I like to help out whenever I can.
And, it's a great list. And then there's also going to be like an alumni chorus as well. And a lot of these people have gone on to, some pretty amazing careers.
Yes, absolutely. Now, Connor, how do you feel about performing on the stage of the Four Seasons Center?
Honestly, it's amazing. The Four Seasons Center is just one of the most beautiful places I've ever been to. Backstage is wonderful. In the Opera House, it's just gorgeous. The 50th is just a really amazing experience, and I really hope it's going to be awesome.
Well, yeah. Well, Maddie, let me ask you. I mean, I know what it's like to hang out with an opera singer all day.
It's wonderful, really.
What's it like for you guys in the chorus when you get to watch like the alumni chorus perform or something like that? It must be like, holy cow.
Yeah, it's pretty cool to see, like, when you think about it, like somebody mentions, just in conversation, this opera singer, and I'm like, oh yeah, I sang with her.
And
it's kind of cool to just see all these like famous people it's cool to know that, they're just regular people and we just talk to them, and it's really cool to just
Were you both raised in that? There are six different choruses, right? So were you sort of raised in it and then you just went elevated up as you grew older?
Yeah, I started, this is my eighth year, and
wow.
So I started in the second youngest chorus. I'm not actually, I think that was, it was the youngest chorus at the time when I joined, and then I spent like a year or so in each chorus, and then you sort of work your way up to the main choir.
Is that right?
Yeah, so I've just sort of.
And what about you, Connor?
I think this is my seventh year in the CCOC. I additionally auditioned for IC chorus, and then I kind of just got thrown into the PC mix. It was really a good growing experience for me because there was a lot of older people for me, and I kind of got the role model aspect. Like, I got to look up to somebody and say, like, hey, I want to be like you when I, like, get to your age.
Is that true? Is that how you feel?
Yeah.
You want to keep singing and aspire to be professionals?
Yeah, that'd be really, really awesome when I grow up. It's a dream.
You too, Maddie?
Yep.
That's fantastic.
What about you, Ben? What do you want to be when you grow up?
When I grow up? Exactly. I want to be a radio host like you, Mike.
Oh, jeez. Oh. I think you got that one covered right now.
Now, were you two in the children's chorus, the ones where you just run around with your energy?
I was in one of those young choruses when it was really... It was really fun when you're in the younger choruses. You do all this really cool stuff. And
yes.
I the first time I joined CCC, I didn't really know where I was. I just knew we were playing cool music games and I liked it.
Mm-hmm. Now you're in it.
That's how I got into radio.
Now, this being an opera company, I wonder what kind of dramatic teaching you had. What do you think, Connor? Did you experience?
Past years, it was kind of, we just did the show and we had a director come in who would basically do a bunch of drama games in the beginning, and then we would just get catapulted into the show. And we learned a lot of stuff from just being in the show in general.
Right.
But now they've brought in an actual drama coach, which is actually getting us in depth into the drama field.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, Ben, I want to bring you back into the conversation. I mean, this is its 50th anniversary. Mm-hmm. It almost feels, and the only analogy I can think of, it's like the Marlies, it's the farm team. Would that
farm team, yes.
to bring up new talent.
Well, it's interesting you bring that up because it was one of the first things I did when I came to Toronto.
Mm-hmm.
I started opera school in 81 And that that fall, so it was like, this is 20-something years in from their existence, I ended up doing a Mall on the Night Visitors and a Christmas run.
Right.
And one of the fun things was I had a live parrot on my left shoulder.
No.
And, It was very interesting.
With a towel, I hope?
Well, that wasn't the problem.
Oh.
No, he was trained to do other things. He worked for a burlesque act before. And so when the music started and he saw buttons, he just went nuts.
Wow.
And snip, 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 and there's Ben's belly.
Oh, no.
Oh my goodness.
Well,
let's talk about the music for the evening. What are we going to be hearing, Ben?
Well, I know there's some stuff from Carmen. The kids are doing that'll be with Theodore Berg.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's some Handel with Karine Gauvin.
Lovely. Oh, nice.
That'll be really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm trying to remember there's a... I can't remember now what... Oh, Misha Brugger-Gossman is doing some, I think, Rise Up or something.
Bridgewater is doing...
Alana Bridgewater, right.
And then we're having Misha Brugger-Gossman doing some... I think she's doing some stuff from a couple other excerpts that we're doing from previous opera years. Right.
And Ben Carlson, he's an actor, but he was in the children's chorus at one point. So what is he going to be doing?
He's doing a reading that's called, it's written by Michael Albano,
okay.
And it's sort of an ode to librettists.
Ah.
So people who write the stories and texts that composers set to music.
Oh, what a lovely idea. Now, Christina Szabo is a wonderful mezzo-soprano. Will she be doing the Carmen, and will you kids be singing with her? Or?
No, I think that's with Theodore Berg.
Oh, it is,
Christina's... I don't remember what Christina Szabo you were meaning.
Yes.
It's gone out of my head what she's singing. Yeah.
Well, it says right here, Carmen, Ben.
Okay, she's singing Carmen. Of course she is.
Yeah. And Connor, you're also going to be singing some of the things that have been commissioned by the Canadian Children's Opera Company. What are those pieces?
Yes, so we are going to be singing an excerpt from Monkey is King, which is the production that we are doing in the spring.
Hmm.
We are singing, it's a... Mandarin opera that we commissioned this year. It's going to be the world premiere, and it's going to be really amazing. Yeah, it's in Mandarin, and
whoa, how's that going to be?
It was really, really, how do you say it? Fun learning Mandarin.
That's
this summer. But we brought in the composer, and she really helped us with the language and everything. And it sounds really, really amazing. It's very interesting.
Cool. How exciting.
Cool.
And, Maddie, are there other pieces? What about Derek Holman's Dr. Cannon's Cure?
We're doing a whole... We have this whole routine that we're doing. That's a really fun piece, but mm-hmm. we're going to do that.
Will you be in costume?
I don't think so.
No way. Yeah, but there'd have to be quick changes and all kinds of things.
Yes.
We're doing a lot.
Mm-hmm. And Ben, will you?
I'm in costume.
You're in costume.
Yes, yeah.
I think that's a marvelous idea.
Yes.
Well, I want to thank you all for coming in. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. And what a 50 years for the Canadian Children's Opera Company.
Yeah.
It's very exciting, yeah. And I hope there are 50 more.
Exactly.
Yeah. So thanks very much. Thank you, Ben, who is going to be hosting the evening. Maddie Ringo Stobel, I hope you have a lot of fun. And Carner Ross, thank you for coming in. I hope you have fun, too.
Thank you.
The event is the Canadian Children's Opera Company's 50th anniversary celebration, Ruby's Gold, it's called. It's happening in two nights, Thursday at 7:30 p.m. at the Four Seasons Center for the Performing Arts. For more information, you can call 416-363-8231 or go to CanadianChildrensOpera.com. Thanks very much.
We'll see you there. Seguì come l'idea di pace lungo le
Music by Francesco Paolo Tosti, Idile, sung by, well, some guy, Ben Heppner.
Very beautiful.
Very beautiful, right there.